play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL as the Silver Streaks play their last regular season road game of the year at Rock Island, a team that's just 6-6 in the Western Big Six Conference. And 12-5 out of the conference. It was a team that was ranked in Class 3A at the beginning of the season, but they've fallen out of the rankings with a little bit of inconsistency as the year has gone along, as you heard Coach Mark Polite allude to in the pregame. Jason Wessels, as we talk about your three keys to the game here, I would imagine that you're hoping some of those inconsistencies come to play here and the Silver Streaks can take advantage of it tonight.
Yeah, let's hope they stay inconsistent in the fourth quarter like they have been all season long. My first key tonight is try to be balanced on offense like we were a month ago against the Rocks. It was arguably our most balanced effort of the season. Gino was 17, Carter had 22, Ian and Easton each had 13. Another balanced effort like that, and we'll have a real shot at victory tonight. Secondly, defensively, we need to find a way to slow down the Rocks senior guard Cam Atkinson. He scored 24 against us at Thiel Gym and was a catalyst for the Rocks. I really felt like he makes them go, gets a lot of open shots for the Rocks, and He's basically their primary scorer. And last, play with the same intensity and execution we've seen in the last week. Granted, it's a step up in competition from the Almonds and the Geneseos of the world, but the Streaks gave Rocky, we gave them all they wanted in January. We know we can play with them, and if we do things the right way, we got a shot.
You heard Mark Polite give his starting five. Silver Streaks go with the same starting five of Gino Williams, Ian Dominique, Easton Steck, Jace Keith, and Carter Clary, and Rock Island wins the tip. Desmond Jackson up top. Little dump pass down low to Atkinson, their driver. And speaking of a driver from the left baseline, Clonterian Bjerks gets an and one to open the game just 16 seconds in.
Yeah, and that was a big, strong move on the baseline there. He's a thick, strong kid. He's a football player, and you can see it there. Contact didn't affect him at all.
Foul of the game on Ian Dominique. Chasing a little bit of history of his own, as we talked about in the game Tuesday night up at Rock Island. Brooks makes the free throw. 3-0 Rock Island, and they put on the press against Galesburg. Well, Steck will drive it across midcourt up the near side, dumps it into the corner to Ian. Starts his dribble back up onto the wing and hands off to Gino. Working his way right to left along the volleyball line to the far wing. He goes, guarded by Atkinson. Pulls it back up top to Steck. Now Keith has touched it on the wing. Only Clary has yet to touch it on this possession. Ian for a long three off the back rim. Rebound tipped. Tramell Akers keeps it for himself. And here comes Rock pushing it into the front court, leading 3-0 here in the early going.
The Streaks got a good look there. They executed. It was a nice, patient possession. And Ian got a wide open three, just couldn't knock it down.
Lamont hands off to Jackson. Interesting, he's starting two juniors on senior night.
Yeah, don't see it a whole lot.
Up top, it'll go to Atkinson, just left of the arc, into the corner to Jackson. Desmond Jackson drives, reverse layup, up and in with the right hand. 5-0.
Not the start we wanted.
Jackson scored five against the Streaks in the first game just a month ago.
Yeah, and the Streaks are going to have to do a better job of cutting off the baseline, too.
Keith gets tripped up, falls down, turns it over. Rocks at the other end. We got a charge. And we got a defensive foul. Gino got back, tried to draw the charge. I think he's going to pick it up instead. So turnover by the Streaks and a foul at the other end. So in the first minute and a half of the game, two team fouls and a turnover for the Streaks, trailing 5-0 and putting K.J. Lamont at the free throw line.
Yeah, not the start we wanted. There's a good miss there.
Free throw circles around and out. Jason mentioned it earlier. Rock Island was 17 of 21 from the free throw line and holding off the Silver Streaks at John Thiel Gym back in January. And more importantly, as he misses the second free throw as well, more importantly, 14 of 17 in the fourth quarter. And now a travel in the backcourt against the Silver Streaks, bringing it up court pretty much unguarded.
I missed it. I was writing down who traveled.
Gino. I didn't see what he did. He was just bringing it up court, so I didn't see what the violation was for. Here's a screen out high. The pull-up free throw line jumper by Atkinson's hits three times off the back iron, then falls off. The Rocks get the rebound. Steck tries to pick it up. It's saved out to Desmond Jackson, driving through the lane. The fadeaway from the right side missed it, and the rebound Clary with his second board of the game, and a foul on Rocky, battling to try to get it back. Call it on Akers, his first. Tramell Akers, a key to this team, was out with injury. Did not score in the first game against Galesburg, but he's back in the starting lineup. And the Rocks weren't as good with him not in the lineup. Here's a quick pull-up by Ian off the elbow. Missed it. And there's Akers with those long 6'5 arms and the outstretched wingspan pulling down the rebound.
Long is an understatement. He is long, long.
Up top, Lamont feeds it to the right side under the wing to Atkinson. Right in front of the Galesburg bench, shoots a three, a little bit long. Weak side rebound, Gino. We were commenting on the way up here how he's up there in the Western Big Six in the top 10. Here's another three by Ian from the wing. Ball batted out of bounds, volleyballed out, and last touch by Rock Island.
Yeah, he's closing in on three-point record. Carter's only three rebounds behind Owen Freeman for the rebounding record, or the rebounding title in the Western Big Six.
And Carter, as we were talking about, on the way up, the leading offensive rebound in the Western Big Six. He gets the touch on the inbound from Gino, and he gets called for traveling. He was inside of two defenders. And Gino asks the official what he did, and the official demonstrates a little hop.
Yeah, it looked like Carter got the ball down. I guess in the official's eyes, he didn't.
Three turnovers on the Streaks, trailing 5-0. 2:45 gone here in this opening quarter at the Rock Garden. It's Rock Island's senior night. Up top, Atkinson left open for three. And we've got an illegal screen down low set away. And I think it's on... they called it on Akers. I thought they called it on Lamont. And yeah, that's two on Tramell Akers. Streak's got to take advantage of that with a big man going to the bench here, not even 3 minutes into the game.
Yeah, let's see if Carter can put his dominance and put his stamp on this game here early with the big fella going out of the game.
So a turnover on Rock Island, their first. Clary had only 7 rebounds in the game against Rock Island a month ago, indicative of their height and size on the inside, make it a little tougher on it. But Akers on the bench could be key. Here's Ian on the left wing. Lobs it to nobody. Picked off by Rock Island. Carter, I think he thought was going to dump down to the basket. Rock Island intercepted it from the backside. 4 Galesburg turnovers. Turnaround step back from the baseline missed by Atkinson. Rebound knocked loose. Ian comes out with it. Drives. Dishes. Jace driving gets the basket.
Nice.
4:34 to go in the opening quarter. Galesburg's on the board. And Chad Thompson calls timeout down 3.
And Jace picking up right where he left off. You know, he had his best game of the season against Genesee, our Alleman, last game out. And he picks up right where he left off.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight. The fellas and I traveling in a 2021 Rogue Sport. Blue. And we remind you that Galesburg Nissan has terrific selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles, many of which qualify, and all the new vehicles qualify for the free lifetime powertrain warranty. And all used vehicles up to 5 years old with under 80,000 miles also come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Be sure to check out Galesburg Nissan for any rental car needs you have as well. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, or visit online at galesburgcars.com. Coming out of the 32nd Galesburg timeout, Streaks on the board now, down 5-2. They stick with a man defense rather than shifting. Lamont up high, working around a screen, driving in on Keith down to the low blocks, throws over the basket. And Clary with his third rebound for Galesburg.
Another good defensive
trapped
position.
In the backcourt. Fires it into the front court to Keith. Streaks have numbers now. Cutting. Gino. The dish out from the wing. Ian hits a three and we're tied.
What a great pass by G-Dub.
Down low. Could have driven to the basket, but he went with the extra pass instead to an open Dominique. We're tied at 5 halfway through the first quarter. Atkinson up top. to the right side, swinging around under the wing to Lamont, driving in inside the free throw line, cut off, dishes it out to Devontae Cartwright, stops outside the wing, dishes it back out to Lamont for an open three and hits it.
Yeah, just Streaks got caught with a little bit of a switch and they didn't talk and get back to the shooter.
Tough pass on the inbound, and sure enough, Gino's pass goes through Clary's hands. Now another three by Lamont, and he hits that one from the wing. Just like that, Streaks with their biggest deficit down six at 11-5.
Yeah, back-to-back threes by Lamont.
All in about 8 seconds of clock. Ian across midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Under the wing, Steck. Easton scoops it over to Gino. Illegal screen away from the ball. Six Gillsburg turnovers. Not even 5 minutes into this game. And that'll be a foul on Clary, his first.
Here comes Nolan in for Carter. Quick sub.
So the only substitution for the Silver Streaks in this early part of the game, not quite 5 minutes in, 11-5 Rock Island, and the Rocks with the ball. It'll be Lamont on the dribble, got around Gino, dishes, kicks it out to the right side, the extra pass up top to Jackson, cut off in the lane, skips it out right side under the wing to Lamont. Or rather, that's Cartwright, now has it up top, gives off to Marcus McQueen. The dribble drive down the right side, Lamont, cut off, kicks it into the corner, three on the way by Jackson. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Okay, Steck couldn't control it. Deflects it over to Cartwright. Another shot for the Rocks. In, off the mark, but a foul. Lamont will go to the line shooting two. Easton had a hand on that rebound on that missed three right underneath the basket, but he couldn't control it, and it gave the Rocks a second chance. Now a foul on Nolan Carl puts Rocky at the line leading by six.
Yeah, you called a partner. He had that ball as he elevated, and on the way down, he kind of lost it a little bit and allowed the Rocks to grab the offensive rebound.
Lamont's free throw in and out. He's 0 for 3 in the first quarter. He had 29 against the Silver Streaks at our place a month ago, 18 in the first half. And at the free throw line that night, he was 9 for 9.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he was 9 for 9 at the line. He's already 0 for 3 tonight.
Including 6 of 6 in that decisive fourth quarter when they held off that furious Gillsburg rally. Second one up and in. And he's got 7 in the quarter, 12-5. 7-point lead for the Rocks, and he scored their last 7. Crossover dribble by Ian into the front court. Got around his man, drives with the left hand, and finishes.
Ian
with 5. Streaks trail by 5, 12-7.
Ian continuing to score like he's been doing.
Up the right side, Atkinson. Swinging around left side to McQueen. Marcus McQueen Jr. Now the reverse directions back to the right. Little between the legs dribble by Atkinson, passes it off to Lamont. Hands off to McQueen, driving in on Keith, fires it through the lane, caught up, shot rolls off by Cartwright, rebound, Gino comes out with it, he's got 2 boards. Gillsburg down 5 with the ball, 2 minutes to go first quarter. Gino down the lane all the way with the right hand, but he lost a handle on the way up, couldn't finish. McQueen with the rebound, Rocks come back quickly. McQueen top of the arc, to the left side it goes to Desmond Woodson into the game, a 6-foot senior. To the right side, stepping up to the arc, Lamont passes it away instead. Now Woodson with it, free throw line, dishes it back out. Atkinson driving, kick out up top to McQueen. Keeping on the perimeter, a 3 left side, Atkinson off the rim. Rebound, McQueen over the backside of Keith, kicks it out into the corner. The fake by Woodson. Pull up, dribble drive, into the left corner it goes, back to Cartwright. Another missed 3, and a good box out by number 2. Who's number 2 into the game? Yeah, when did we get a number 2? It's Jackson Crock-Simming with a number change. On the right side, Ian. Streaks trail by 5 with a minute 10 to go here in this first quarter. JCS was pretty excited about it. He pulled me aside after the swirl assembly today. He said, hey, I changed my number. Here's a 3 by Ian up top. Missed it. Crashing to the boards. Gino gets knocked to the deck, and he'll get credited for an offensive rebound and a foul over the backside.
I think are they calling it shooting? Yeah, he's going to the line for 2.
That's what Gino's saying. The official standing here on the baseline. Everybody else is lined up in that way, though.
Yeah, I had a baby G-dub.
Devontae Cartwright with the foul. 3 team fouls on Rock Island, 4 on the streak. 61 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And Williams at the free throw line, just over 58% of the season. First free throw good. His first point of the game. 12-8, Rocky by 4. Steck back into the game. Keith gets his first breather. Carl stays on the floor. Clary still on the bench. Dominique Williams have not left the floor so far. Gino shooting a second free throw. Up and in.
Nice.
Streaks crawl back within three. Little 7-0 run by the Rocks. Streaks have scored the last four. Down 12-9 now. Under a minute to play first quarter. McQueen on the dribble working against Dominique. Passes it onto the left side to Larry Oliver at 6'1 junior into the game. McQueen dribbles it back up top to the right side. Woodson using a screen. Hesitation dribble. The kick out. Cartwright passes up the three this time. Now McQueen back to the outside. Over to the right side it goes. Three on the way. Another miss. Man, they're launching a lot of threes. A miss by Oliver. Nolan Carl the rebound. Galesburg
nice pass,
into the lane.
Nolan.
Kick out. Ian Long on the three. Rebound out to Oliver. 5 3-point attempts already in this first quarter by Ian. He's made one. Galesburg down three. 20 seconds to go first quarter. Hasn't been a pretty first quarter. No, Rocks haven't run away with it, but the Streaks haven't been able to get the lead yet.
Yeah, we're right there with them. They're going to hold for the final possession here.
Woodson on the outside. Oh, the Streaks flash a double team at him, passes it away, and they throw it away. Pass behind Oliver. Second Rock Island turnover. Streaks have 2 seconds to take it three quarters the length of the court.
And Nolan did a great job there hedging that screen and jumping it and forcing that turnover.
Gino trying to find a cutter. Dominique comes into the backcourt. He's going to heat from half court.
Oh.
Off the back iron. 12-9 Rock Island after one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow as Illinois takes on Rutgers. Coverage begins at 12 noon.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
One quarter gone at the Rock Garden. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Sadisky here. 12-9 Rock Island with a lead. Streaks will have the ball to begin the second quarter. Carl will inbound with Dominique Williams, Clary back into the game, and Steck. Gino from the backcourt into the frontcourt. Clary to the right side. Streaks a little energized in this half-court set. Ian, another three, left of the arc, in and out. Rebound, Larry Oliver. Ian shot 7 threes already here in this first half. started the second quarter.
He has not been shy the last couple games.
Up top, Lamont with it, working against Steck. Trying to get to the left side. Easton cuts him off. Pass back up top to Atkinson. Now into the right corner it goes to Desmond Jackson. Dribbling right to left. Stops at the free throw line. Hands off to Lamont driving. Again cut off by Steck. So they pull it back out. Onto the left wing it goes. Oliver up top to Cartwright. He's working in on Clary. Little elbow down low. Creed some space. Missed the shot. Carter with a rebound. He's got four.
Squared.
Gino has it just across half court.
There
down low.
Great
Carter,
pass.
First shot up in off the basket.
Let's get him involved.
Yeah, Carter hardly has touched the ball at all through this first 8-plus minutes. Touch there, first shot, gets the basket, Streaks down one. Quick three, left side, Jackson. In and out. Rebound, Gino. Streaks with a chance at their first lead of the game. Galesburg into the front court. Gino in the midcourt rocks up top. Still out in that possession, working his way to the right side onto the wing. Somebody's got to come help him out.
There
he picks up the dribble, and now Carl comes out, bails him out. Nolan with the dribble. Down the left side of the lane, all the way, up and in. And the Streaks have their first lead of the game.
Nice controlled take there by Nolan. When he's under control, he's a much better player.
Galesburg on a 9-0 run. Sorry, 8-0 run. Down 13-12, or up 13-12 for the first time in this game.
Yeah, both teams went on a 5-0 run early.
On the right side, and Rock Island gets the lead right back as Lamont got around his man on the right wing, got to the low blocks, easily laid it in.
And the Rocks answered with 7 straight. The Streaks answered back with 8 straight. Now the Rocks come back with their first bucket.
See if the Streaks can keep the run going here despite that basket. Dominique on the left wing. Dribbles it toward the top of the arc. Still with the dribble. Works his way right side to Nolan. 5:45 to go for the half. Entry pass. Clary banged from the backside. And a foul on Larry Oliver will be the fifth Rock Island team foul. 5:46 to go. Sorry, fourth team foul.
And it was a good idea by Nolan, but he's got to see that backside help. You know, we got away with one there, but with the little bump. But if he didn't bump him, that was going to be a steal and probably an easy bucket the other way. Got to see the backside help.
Gino left of the basket, trying to find Clary on the inbound. He's going to throw it into the backcourt, tipped, and Carter, despite a hold from McQueen, now into the front court. Ian launches a three, airballs it, and Rocky with a save. Falling out of bounds, Quantarian Brooks. Here come the Rocks, trying to build on a one-point lead. Atkinson left wing into the hands of Jackson, who pulls it back out into the hands of Jackson. Now to the right side. McQueen looking back at his coaching staff. Gets the call from the bench and hands off to Lamont. Nolan gave him room, and Lamont just passed it away.
I don't know about you, partner, but I feel like Rocky's being much more patient than they were back in January at Thiel.
Dribble drive down the lane, shot off the front rim, rebound put back up and in by Quantarian Brooks. Atkinson got down the lane but couldn't finish. The offensive rebound put back, Rocky by three, 16-13. Clary will bring it into the front court. Hands off to Ian, works his way left, cut off in the lane, kicks it back out to Nolan. Carl picks up the dribble. Out top to Williams, inside to Clary, looking to post up. Do I have room? He decides he doesn't, so he passes it out to Nolan, fires it down low to Gino, trapped, reach in by Rocky, knocked out of bounds. Gino was caught on the low blocks with two guys behind him, really no room and nowhere to go, so he just tried to force up a shot, and Rocky reached it in and slapped it out of his hands.
Yeah, he tried the power dribble and tried to be a big fella there down in the paint, but couldn't finish.
On the inbound, Clary catches, shoots in and out. Rebound tipped over to Atkinson for Rock Island. Carter got a look at it about 10 feet in. Here's a dribble drive hesitation by Westerfield. Pulls it back out. Excuse me, that's Quantarian Brooks on the opposite side. Atkinson works his way right to left. Got an opening. Good help side by Jackson. Cut him off. The kick out, but a missed three by McQueen. And Clary with his fifth rebound. Yeah, it'll be Easton into the front court. Down the lane. Up with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound McQueen. He's got four boards for Rock Island. Didn't even start the game. Easton with a huge opening down the lane, flying to the basket, but he couldn't finish. Now the kick out right side. I thought Jackson got away with a stutter step travel.
We talked about it last game where the guy makes his move without putting the ball down. I think he just did it there and got away with it.
On the outside, here's Lamont with it, driving, cut off in the lane. Again, the kick out McQueen for three. This one drops through. Rattled around the rim. And finally dropped.
Yeah, it was a good penetration kick there by Lamont.
So 19-13, a 7-0 run by Rocky. Gino drives down the right side and finishes. And that ends the Rocky run. Galesburg down four, 19-15.
I love when Gino gets his hips by his defender and he gets downhill in a hurry.
Well, defensive switch. Lamont guarded by Gino now. He was guarded by Steck earlier. Passes it on the right wing, kicks it back out to Desmond Jackson. Now into the hands of McQueen. Doesn't even dribble, passes it away over to Atkins and swing it around onto the left wing to Brooks. Pull it back out to Lamont. Rocky keeps it on the perimeter. Down to 3 minutes to go in the half. Galesburg down four. Little hand check foul by JCS up top on McQueen. That'll be the first foul of the game on Sibbing.
Yeah, JCS tried to go over the top of the screen there and just got a little bit too much body and a little bump, and that's the fifth on the streaks.
Sibbing, the freshman, against McQueen, the sophomore.
And we're going to have to change the score sheet, partner. It's weird looking down at number two, but he's way down at the bottom under 25.
Yep. I know where he is just because he's been there all year. Here's an open three, and Jackson sinks it and has a few words for the Silver Streaks after draining the open look from the wing. And Rocky back up by seven now, 22-15.
Need a good possession here.
Matching their biggest lead at 12-5 back in the first quarter. On the right side, Keith with a head and shoulder fake. Drives in from the right side. Gets a finger roll to fall off the front of the rim.
I tell you, Jace Keith, he's been super aggressive here these last couple games, finishing at the rim.
At the Sweetheart Swirl Assembly at Galesburg High School today with the big dance coming up tomorrow. Talked to Jace after that Swirl Assembly. He said, I'm ready. He looks ready. There's a dribble drive and a finish by Lamont at the other end. That ball just hung on the rim. Thought it was going to drop off. Two silver streaks were there ready to rebound, but it fell through. And now
fast.
Gino overthrows Carter down low. First Galesburg turnover of the second quarter, but their seventh of the game.
Yeah, Carter got position down there, just a little softer on the pass by G-Dub, and it's a wide-open layup for Carter.
24-17, Rocky with the ball leading by seven as we approach 2 minutes to play for the half.
Just got to put a little air under it there, G-Dub.
Jackson into the front court, Desmond Jackson for Rock Island. On the right side, it goes to Atkinson, trying to get around Steck, dribbling right to left, but he can't, so he passes it back out to Jackson. Down to the right corner, working his way in on Keith. The kick out to Cartwright into the lane. He'll pull it back out. The fake by Atkinson. Pulls up on the left wing. Here's a trap. Now the streaks sag off. He leans in, shoots it, misses, but an offensive rebound put back by Cartwright and a foul.
Yeah, just nobody there to rebound for the streaks on the missed shot. And easy put back for Cartwright and one.
Second foul on Nolan Carl. Six-team foul on the streaks. 9-point Rock Island lead, 26-17. And the free throw good by Cartwright. His first 3 points of the game, and it's a 10-point Rock Island lead. Now Rocky bats the ball out of bounds. Intended corner pass for Keith, knocked out by Lamont. And Gino will inbound down below us.
And Coach Thompson talked about it in the pregame. He didn't want to play from behind much tonight, but we find ourselves behind, and we're going to have to dig ourselves out of this hole.
And on that great 8-0 run to get their first lead of the game, all Rocky did was answer with the next seven. And now the streak's down 10.
Rocky comes out in this 1-3-1 zone. We got to get somebody in the middle, go 2-1-2 against it.
Here's a drive, up, shot off the mark by Nolan. Rebound Desmond Jackson. At the other end, on the right wing, driving in, baseline, the kick out to Atkinson. On the wing, pulls it back up top to Desmond Jackson. Atkinson, 22 in the first game, scoreless in this first half, but Rocky still leads by 10 with under a minute to play on their senior night. Lamont with a drive. Two players there, cuts off, kicks it out. Here's a three on the way, off the mark by McQueen. Silver Streaks with the rebound. It's Gino driving it into the front court. Little crossover to the top of the arc, passes up the shot.
Gino with five rebounds already also.
Here's Gino, little hesitation dribble, now kicks it into the lane, and Steck turns it over. Travel.
Yeah, Easton's got to be ready to score the basketball when he catches it. He was looking pass first there. He could have took one power dribble and probably finished at the rim.
Eight Galesburg turnovers, 36 seconds to go here in the half. Since the Streaks took the lead at 13-12, they've been outscored 15-4. Trail by 10.
Runs.
Yeah, it is. The whole game has been a run of some sort, one end or the other. And we've seen Galesburg fall behind big at the half, being competitive through the first quarter and a half, and then watch teams go on big runs. Sterling did it just a couple of weeks ago. And now Rock Island has gone on this little 11-point run, down to 13 seconds to go for the half. Feels like more.
Yep, going to take the arrow ball and hold for the last possession.
Right corner three by Atkinson. 5 seconds to go. Rocky by 13. Streaks have a chance. Nolan can't get off a shot. Rock Island reach in as he dribbled it from the backcourt right to the half-court line. Rock Island poked the ball away. No shot for the Streaks at the end of the half. And Galesburg goes to the locker room.
Looks like Nolan's shooting free throws.
They called that a foul?
I believe so.
And boy, the official is giving it to Chad Thompson. Chad saying Nolan was shooting the ball. And if it's not a shooting foul, then it's halftime because Rock Island does not have 17 fouls. So they called the reach-in foul on Devontae Cartwright, but the Streaks are going to get no free throws.
Yeah, Nolan was definitely attempting to shoot that basketball. There was 1 second to go in the half when he...
Yeah, that's what Chad Thompson is saying, and the official's got his hands up in the air saying he's not having any part of this discussion. You're not going to shoot the ball from half court, except it's the end of the half. So the reach-in is Nolan dribbling up court, trying to get in position to just heave one toward the basket. There's still a discussion going on by the officials.
Yeah, Chad is bewildered. The other assistant coaches are bewildered by this call.
Yeah, they're not going to win this one.
No.
So we go to the locker room, down 13, 30-17. And we'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half stats. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff. And we'll take a look at the individual scores. We'll check scores from around the Western Big Six as well. Disappointing end of the half for the Streaks. Down 13 at the break, 30-17 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Rock Island. The host Rocks on their senior night, leading the Galesburg boys basketball team 30-17. And we talked about it, Jason. It bears repeating and at the risk of belaboring the point, but a game of runs here. Rock Island scored the first five. Streak scored the next five. Tie it up. Then Rocky scored seven in a row. Made it 12-5. And then the Streaks answered back. Scored eight in a row. Took their first lead at 13-12. And then from that point on, Rocky outscored the Streaks 17-5. And they lead by 13 here at the half, 30-17. Disappointing end of the half for sure.
Yeah, completely disappointing. We looked so good there through about the first quarter and about a minute and a half. And then Rocky went on that big run and opened up a 13-point lead on us.
Halftime scores, we can just throw these in there while we've got a moment. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Should mention the sophomores battled back but ran out of time tonight. They fell 52-48. At halftime, Rock Island Alleman has 5 points against UT.
What?
39-5. Oh. Panthers on top. And what
Ryan
was that
Weber
Quincy
playing
lead?
Defense.
48-17 over Geneseo. Quincy leads Geneseo 48-17. The game of the night certainly is Moline at Sterling. We'll get you a score on that one in a moment. But the other two games not close, and this one was close, but not as close as we hoped it would be the way things were going, with the Streaks down 30-17 at the half. Let's take a look at the halftime statistics. Sam's scrolling through Twitter trying to find an update on that Moline Sterling game. Going to interrupt your train of thought here for a moment. Sam, what do you got for the numbers?
To finish the half, the Streaks finished 7 for 19, shooting 36% from the field. Rock Island was 11 for 26, shooting 42%. From the three-point line, we were 1 for 8, shooting 12%. Rocky was 5 for 13, shooting 38%. From the charity stripe, we were perfect. Gino hit a pair. And Rocky's 3 for 6, shooting 50%.
The numbers had, sorry, go ahead.
We have 8 more turnovers.
I jumped the gun on you, sorry.
we have eight turnovers. Rocky has 2. And we're being out-rebounded by 2. Rocky has 15. We have 13 rebounds.
Yep, all those numbers don't sound good, and they don't add up to a good halftime score. Streaks down 13 at the break, 30-17. Jason's going to head down, get a word with the coaching staff. Our halftime statistics are brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Yem, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Streaks down 30-17 at the Rock Garden at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Our customer deserves the best we got. This is Dan Kuna at Ford of Galesburg. To show our appreciation, all police, fire, EMTs, first responders, teachers, BNSF employees, and nurses will receive 10% of all service repairs. And everyone over 65 will get free oil changes and inspections. No catch, no tricks, free. And it doesn't matter what you drive, because our master's techs can service almost every make or model.
Schedule your appointment online at FordGalesburg.com or give us a call today. Ask about our shuttle and free pickup and delivery here at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. Every Tuesday morning from 7:30 to 9, all Knox County veterans are invited to join their fellow veterans for some camaraderie and conversation, along with a free breakfast generously provided by Trace Cafe. So come to the Knox County VFW on Michigan Avenue in Galesburg this Tuesday or any Tuesday. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies tonight, overnight low of 16, sunny tomorrow and Sunday, high of 44 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 19, and Sunday, a high of 47. In downtown Galesburg, it's 27 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks down 30-17 at the break. Let's go courtside with Jason.
Wessels here with assistant coach Eric Thompson. Coach, we were talking up during the broadcast. Were you a little surprised with the deliberateness of the offense that Rocky played with in the first half?
Not necessarily. I mean, their two guys went off against us at home. Right. I was expecting them to kind of go back to them, especially with Atkinson being a senior, right? It's his night. I thought they've done a decent job on 15. He has 11, but he's had to work for him. Our issue right now is that we haven't been able to get, we've gone on runs, been back neck and neck, but we can't seal that stop right at the most opportune time, right? It seems like every time we get a little, you know, we get a two-point lead, it's either a baseline drive or an offensive rebound. So it's kind of cutting those lulls out, and I think we're going to be in the same situation we were in at home.
All right, Coach, half about to end, and we'll see you. What do we got? Tuesday, we got Quincy, right?
Tuesday at home.
And one last question, who do you got Sunday, Chiefs or the Eagles?
Chiefs.
I'm with you. B-squared, S-squared, back up to you.
Eric's a good man, picking the right team. He knows what he's doing. Here, halftime, Streaks trailing 30-17. As always, our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here from the first half, starting out with the Rocks leading by 13 at the break. It's K.J. Lamont. That's the number 15 that Eric was just referring to, and Lamont has been held to 11, but Streaks have just 17, so Lamont by himself almost matching the Silver Streaks in scoring. Desmond Jackson, Quantarian Brooks each with 5. Marcus McQueen, Devontae Cartwright, and Cam Atkinson each with 3. Nobody else has scored for Rock Island. For the Silver Streaks, led by Ian Dominique in the first half with 5. Jace Keith and Gino Williams each with 4. Carter Clary, Nolan Carl with 2. And Easton Steck has not scored. So glaring numbers there, 2 points for Clary, and the Streaks down 13. So that's not the story, but it's part of the story. Streaks got to find a way to get Carter involved here.
I agree with you, partner. He works his butt off and gets position and seals people, and he's just not getting the ball.
Rocks with no turnovers in the second quarter. 2 for the entire first half. Streaks cut down their numbers in the second quarter also, but still committed 8. 6 in the first quarter helped Rock Island build that initial lead before the Streaks rallied. Rocky ball to start the second half. Atkinson up top. Passes it over to Brooks back into the game. Sat much of that first half, as did Akers. Akers primarily because of foul trouble. Lamont has it now out at the half-court line. Akers is back in roaming the baseline.
Yeah, and you look at the numbers, partner. We hold Atkinson to 3. Lamont, he only had, well, I guess Lamont had 11, but Akers didn't score. You would think we'd be in a better position. Oh, that's
there's
a travel,
yep. So there's our first turnover since the first quarter. That deliberate offense had a little weave going out up top with 3 guards passing amongst themselves out along the perimeter. And then the dribble drive into the left side got tangled up with Keith and took an extra step. Jace has it now on the left wing. Up top, Dominique with Clary, Steck, and Williams, the 5 starters, to begin the third quarter for Galesburg. Down 13, there's Clary with it. Top of the arc, gives over to Dominique. Hesitation drive, floats it up in the right hand, misses off the front of the rim.
Carter.
Carter takes the rebound away.
Yes,
baby hook put back is good.
Stick to it in this.
6 rebounds in the game for Clary.
Let's hope Owen Freeman has 0.
Leading offensive rebounder in the Western Big Six. Galesburg down 11 now, 30-19. Little crossover dribble, pull up by Atkinson, good. Feet were on the line, just his second basket of the game, 32-19 Rocky. Quick 3, left wing, Steck airballs it. Weak side rebound, Rocky.
Yeah, that's only Easton's second shot of the game.
Yep. Quick 3 to answer. Good by Atkinson. Do not let him heat up. That is not a good sign.
Too good of a shooter. You gotta stick to him.
16-point lead, the biggest of the night for Rocky at 35-19. 2 minutes into the second half. Carter, the lane is open if he can get around his man, but he doesn't even look that direction. Picks up his dribble. Dominique comes out to take the pass. Drives in from the right side. Pull up 14-footer. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Atkinson. That ball rattled out in and out. Dribble drive by Atkinson, attacking the basket, takes it all the way with a layup. He's got 7, all 7 of Rocky's points here in the second half.
Ian just struggling to get going tonight. He's only got 2 buckets. He having trouble seeing the ball go down tonight.
Here's Carter, left wing, 3 off the mark. And a foul away from the ball. Gino get pushed in the back, going for that rebound. Yeah. Lampton his first.
Let's execute this out-of-bounds play and cut into this lead. We got to get it down to 10 or below by the fourth quarter.
That's 6 rebounds for Gino. 6 for Clary, who gets it on the inbound right side of the lane. Backing his way in, draws a double team. Ball goes up in the air, tips it out. Keith off the mark for 3. Rebound tipped out into the hands of Akers. Gino got a hand on it, trying to keep it alive. Rocky controlled, leading by 18, looking for more. On the outside, Lamont with a pull-up 3, missed it. Rebound Nolan. Carl. Down the lane, goes right, goes left, stops, turnaround jumper, foul.
That a baby, Nolan.
5:10 to go, third quarter. Streaks still looking for their second set of points here in the second half. Third foul of the game on Tramell Akers. Little turnaround jumper. Nolan down the lane, just stopped, waited, turned, shot, got fouled, and now air balls the first free throw.
Yeah, He just short-armed that free throw. Crowd's letting him hear it, student section.
5:10 to play third quarter, 37-19, Rock Island. A lot of talking by the officials going on here. They're not giving Nolan the ball.
I think they're telling him to tuck his jersey in.
Which he did. That was one official. Shoots a second free throw off the front of the rim. Rebound Atkinson, who's got 3 boards in the game. Streaks are not seeing the ball go through the hoop. And very quickly falling behind farther. Here's a dribble drive missed by Atkinson. Slipping and falling Gino under the basket after Atkinson missed the shot and fell out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg. Rocks get it back.
Atkinson much more aggressive here in the second half. trying to put his imprint on this game.
Yep, after getting only three in the first half. And we talked about how Streaks held him to three and we're still down 13 and how they missed an opportunity. Now he pulls up again. Three and hits again. He's got 10 and a half now, 13 for the game. Gilsburg trails by 21.
Yeah, the kid's as good of a shooter as there is in the Western Big Six Conference. I mean, flat out, he can shoot the basketball.
Rocky has more than doubled up the Streaks now at 40 to 19, and Gilsburg has just completely gone flat. Here's Gino driving in from the right side. A lot of contact, no foul called. Misses the shot. Rebound Atkinson as Gino falls down.
Oh, what a
block.
The
run out
at
the other end. Keith with a block on McQueen. Here comes Gilsburg the other direction. Can that get him fired up? Down low, Gino got fouled. Over the back, Lamont will pick it up.
Ian
and
picking
Gino's
up his...
going to go to the free throw line. Well, let's see if that little big block by Keith on the energetic get back for the putback is enough to get this Streaks going offensively.
Let's hope it is. Let's get this lead down and give ourselves a chance here in the fourth quarter.
But Gino misses the first free throw. Gilsburg 0 for 3 at the line in the second half, scoring only 2 points. They've been outscored. Cameron Atkinson 10, Streaks 2 here in the third quarter to fall behind by 21. Second free throw by Gino is off the mark again. Lamont the rebound.
The ball's just not going in the hoop tonight, partner.
Gilsburg 1 for 6 in the second half, 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Another open three. This one off the mark by Atkinson, but the Streaks can't control the rebound. It's tipped out to Akers, who steps to the basket and puts it up and in. Finally got Atkinson to miss, and the Streaks give up the offensive board. Down 42-19 now. And now Dominique throws it behind Nolan, who is cutting in from right to left, and Ian threw it behind him. First Gilsburg turnover of the second half, 9 for the game. Well, we talked about a game of runs. Rock Island finished the first half on that run. We talked about 18 to 4. There we go. 18 to 4. And now they've opened the second half on a 12 to 2 run. And Rock Island drives and picks up a foul on Gino, his second.
Yeah, Gino with a little bump there on the drive by Lamont.
McQueen will inbound front of the Rock Island bench to our right. Ian guarding him on the inbound, looking into the backcourt, stepping in across the timeline. Gets it off to Lamont. Now they bring it back up top to McQueen. Lamont with it left side. Good ball movement by Rocky in this half court. Crisp ball passing and a drive in from the right side. Atkinson gets the lean in and the foul from the low blocks. Yeah, I wasn't sure if he picked up his pivot foot. I saw the same thing you did. I didn't know if they were going to call him for dragging the pivot foot or not. Clearly they did not. Streaks are down 25 now with an and one coming after the third foul on Carl.
12 points already. Make it 13 for Atkinson here in the third quarter.
13 of their 15. They've outscored the Streaks 15-2 and now lead by 26. And Gilsburg calls a full timeout. 3:32 to play third quarter, 45-19 Rock Island on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Gilsburg and Abingdon.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Knoxville Barn Grill on Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Thanks to Gilsburg Nissan for providing transportation for Gilsburg High School boys basketball throughout the season here on WGIL. Tonight, Jason Wessel, Sam Satiski, and I traveling in a 2021 Nissan Rogue Sport, part of the certified pre-owned fleet, as well as all new and used vehicles, which qualify for the lifetime warranty. Used vehicles of 80,000 miles or less and under 5 years old get that lifetime powertrain warranty, as do all new cars, trucks, and SUVs. Check it out at Gilsburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. And you can also visit online at gilsburgcars.com. Thanks to Gilsburg Nissan, giving us our transportation and fulfilling those needs all throughout football, girls, and boys basketball coverage here on WGIL. Geno Williams coming out of the Galesburg full timeout, a desperate timeout for the Streaks with 3.5 minutes to go third quarter. They get it down low to Keith, and he can't hit the contested shot down on the low blocks. And it's Lamont with a rebound for Rock Island. And a quick three at the other end by who else? Atkinson again, who's got 19 now here on senior night. 16 in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter.
Just an incredible effort.
Chase around his man, dishes right side. Carl drives in to the basket, banks it in.
That's good offense there by the Streaks. Nice pass from Jace Keith over to Nolan, who finishes with the right hand.
Streaks in danger of getting a running clock. Another quick three.
Goodness.
Atkinson just pulled up and drained it.
I mean, we've seen some incredible shooting performances against us this year. Between Atkinson this third quarter and Bristol Lewis back in about a couple weeks ago,
they're going to get it to him again after that runner missed by Nolan Carl. Here it is. Off the back iron. And the long rebound chased down into the corner by Keith. Who's going to give him the ball? Just here, shoot it. You've got the hot hand.
Yep.
19 in the not even 6 minutes of the third quarter. Here's Keith trying to get around his man. Lost the handle on the dribble, and it's out of bounds. 4 for 6 from three-point range. 3 for 4 from inside the arc, plus a free throw. 7 for 10, plus the free throw. And a 30-point Rock Island lead.
Just in the blink of an eye. That's incredible. Incredible performance here on senior night by the Rocks.
And Atkinson at 6'4". Now the Streaks are going to put Ian Dominique at 5'9 to guard him. Nobody else seems to be getting the job done.
It looks like Streaks are starting.
Now they've switched.
Yeah, switching everything now.
Up top, McQueen. Here's Atkinson with it inside the volleyball line. Into the corner it goes. Woodson, he could have shot it. It would have been a long three, but he gave it off to Woodson instead, who missed it. Steck got the rebound. Back comes Galesburg, yeah. Left side, Ian. Fakes left, drives right. Step back three on the way. Off the back iron. And foul away from the ball as McQueen came down with a rebound.
No, I think
it went up and hit the support, didn't it? Yeah.
Over the backboard.
High rebound. Went up high off the support coming down from the ceiling. Up top, McQueen. Left side it goes to Atkinson. Gino's going to come out and guard him now with under a minute and a half to go third quarter.
I think Streaks have went to a little 3-2 zone here, a little 1-2-2.
They've done that 1-2-2 where it flattens out. Looks more like a 3-2.
Yeah, a little matchup type zone.
Screen up top. The kick out left side. McQueen thought he got away with the travel. Kicks it out to Oliver. Misses the three badly. So two times in a row, the Rocks down the court. Get a three-point basket attempt by someone other than Atkinson, and they come up empty.
I don't know why they'd have anybody else shoot the basketball.
With a minute to go here late in the third quarter, leading by 30, 51-21.
Yeah, Streaks in danger of a running clock here in the fourth quarter.
Gino to the right side on the wing, guarded by Oliver. Picks up his dribble, dumps it into Carter. High post, trying to back his way in. Fakes the pass, now feeds it to the left side. Ian passes up the three on the wing. Dominique dribbles it back up top, runs into and hands it off to Keith.
Yeah, not very clean execution here by the Streaks.
Need better spacing here for sure.
Yes.
Gino drives, collision, and a foul called on Rock Island. As the official puts the arms up and then brings them down forward, indicating that's how the foul motion came. Third of the game on Devontae Cartwright. And the fourth team foul on Rock Island in the third quarter with 38 seconds to play. Gino to the free throw line, 2 for 4 tonight, 4 points overall. Galesburg with just 4 points here, outscored 21-4 in the third quarter, and Gino misses again.
Use your legs, Gino. Use your legs.
Had the Streaks 2 for 10 from the field.
Yeah, it's been a quarter to forget for sure. Yeah, 2 for 10.
19 of Rock Island's 21 points belong to Cameron Atkinson. Gino hits a second free throw.
Much better.
51-22. Right corner, McQueen shoots a three. Hits it.
First.
Queen with 6 in the game, 54-22 Rock Island. Final 26 seconds of the third quarter.
Oh, give Carter the ball.
They do.
Too late.
At the left high post. He's trying to back his way in on Cartwright. Good defense. He has to pass it away. Gino dribbles the ball off his foot. But a blocking foul called on Rock Island instead. With 14.6 seconds to go. Oh, no, I take it back. They called it on Clary, so a screen away from the ball. Second foul on Carter. 11th turnover of the night for the Streaks, and that's pretty much going to guarantee a running clock in the fourth quarter because Rocky gets the ball back up 32 with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Woodson will bring it across midcourt to the volleyball line, stops, works his way left to right, now gets around his man. Geno switches on him, down to the low blocks, missed it. Steck with a rebound and a reach in by Rock Island, fouls Jace on the rebound. Stops the clock with 2.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. First foul of the game on Marcus McQueen. And Geno will inbound, 2 seconds to go, gets it to Steck. Traveled in the backcourt, they didn't call it. He heaves it from just off of half court. And it's off the mark. 54-22, we'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter when we come back to the Rock Garden on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, one of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Running clock in the fourth quarter as Galesburg turns the ball over on the inbound and a one-handed dunk by Desmond Jackson on the runout. Bad pass on the half-court inbound by the Silver Streaks and a turnover leads to a dunk. And that's indicative of how the night has gone. Jace drives other direction, misses. But Aiden Almaguer in for the first time tonight with the offensive rebound putback.
Johnny on the spot, A squared. Nice job, Aiden.
56-24. High hopes coming into this game tonight. Boy, do they derail quickly. That run by Rock Island at the end of the first half. Here's an offensive miss. Offensive rebound by Akers. Got the putback. And Rock Island calls timeout to substitute players in. 58-24. Talked about that run at the end of the first half. And the Streaks got their first lead of the game at 13-12 and then got outscored 18-4 the rest of the way. It just seemed to completely take this team out. I mean, only down 13 with a whole second half to play, but they just didn't come out in the second half with...
You're talking a 46-11 run since we took that lead, 13-12.
Geno into the lane. Turnaround jumper missed. Keith had a hand on the rebound. It's Almaguer who chases it down at the free throw line, keeping it alive for Galesburg.
Aiden, quick nice three. Job since he got in.
Missed. And Rocky into the game. We don't have that player on our roster, so I'm not sure who that was. Here's Tavarian Thompson with it on the outside, drives in and gets it up and into the right hand. And now in a situation where the Rocks are just really going to have some fun with some of these guys who don't get this kind of action on senior night. Steck the other direction, drives baseline, gets an and one, his first points of the night, and a free throw coming.
Yeah, Easton just not as aggressive as we've seen him the other night against Allman. He's, you know, only got 4 shot attempts tonight. That's just not very Easton Steck-like.
Clock running under 6 minutes to go. Streaks down 34. Steck makes the free throw to finish off the three-point play. 60-27. To dribble on the left side, Braden Warshall. The kick out, 3 on the way, off the mark by Kyle Westerfield. Geno with his 7th rebound, so we can pad a little bit of numbers there.
I think that was Tyree.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Down low, Almaguer kicks it out. Tyree will shoot the 3 from the wing and hit.
That a baby, Tyree.
60-30. Matches his varsity career high. Tyree had 15 in the streak's 4-point loss to Rock Island in the sophomore game. Up top, Braden Marshall, hesitation dribble, step back three, off the mark. Rebound, Steck picks up the loose ball, taking it into the front court. Down the right side, contact to the basket, fouled by Braden Marshall. Steck will go right back to the free throw line.
Yeah. We got a, I didn't even realize it. Tyree T-squared. We got, I mean, this team is just, it's impeccable, the amount of squared names we have in this program.
Steck's first free throw up and in. Not to mention in the broadcast booth, as you so enjoy pointing out.
Oh, I love it.
We'll hear from S squared in the post game with our final statistics. Those will be dreary numbers. Easton hits both free throws. Thank goodness, Galesburg was awful from the free throw line in the third quarter, so at least that'll get the percentage back up a little bit. 1-for-6 as a team
comes
in the third
Jackson
quarter.
Hillhouse.
We know Jackson can drain the threes. There's a dribble drive into the lane. Marshall is determined to get his points, and he does finish there. Missed on a three the last trip down the court. There's JCS into the front court to the right side. Hands off to Taylor. Trying to get it to Almaguer. They do on the right wing. A lot of body contact
move,
there.
Aiden.
Aiden gets around him and drives in from the right side. Gets fouled.
Oh.
16 fouls on Rocky. We're past the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Woodson the foul. Desmond Woodson, first of the game for Rock Island. I'm sorry, that's 18 fouls. I keep looking at the wrong number on their scoreboard. So Aiden will shoot free throws here, a 1-1.
Aiden's had a nice fourth quarter.
Misses to the right side. Joe Allen the rebound for Rock Island. I know where you're going. I know what you're angling for with what Almaguer has done coming into the game in this fourth quarter. The dribble drive, the miss, and the rebound Tyree Taylor. That comes from Galesburg. Again, if you're just joining us, a run by Rock Island in the second quarter, finished into the third quarter. The streaks are out of this game. Hillhouse's pass intended for Taylor knocked out. Jamal Waters into the game. Sibbing will sit down. Almaguer, Hillhouse, Taylen Davis, Tyree Taylor on the floor for the streaks with under 3 minutes to play in their final regular season road game of the year. And likely to play Rock Island again in about a week and a half in regional play, assuming Galesburg wins a play-in game a week from tomorrow at home. Hillhouse for three, hits it.
The kid don't miss.
Jackson doesn't need much room or much time. 62-35, he gets into the game, and he's looking for his shot. And a bump by Jamal Waters on the outside against Tavarian Thompson.
Jamal not very happy with that call.
Didn't look very happy, did he? A little side-eye glance at the official. Well, it's a little more than a glance. 2:15 and counting here with the streaks down 27. Galesburg will fall to 9-21 and 4-9 in the Western Big Six. Moline was up on Sterling by 10 at the half in the only game that figured to be close after this one got away from the streaks. Kyle Westerfield driving in for a layup from the left side. Davis gives off to Tyree with a minute 51 to play. Tyree down the lane, leans in with a right hand, missed. Marshall with a rebound. Rocks pushing it. Marshall down the right side, scoops behind him through one player's hands into the hands of Thompson. Drives to Marion Thompson with a basket, his second of the quarter. Back to a 31-point Rock Island lead. Jackson with a left hand into the front court. Now, why did the officials stop? They're calling a substitution timeout. I guess Chad must have told him.
Yeah, he's right there by Chad. Chad probably put it in his ear.
So Cody Jones and Bielu into the game. Brandon Lewis with it now.
Right back to
him. The entry pass right to him on the given low on the left side for the basket.
Great pass by Taylor Davis.
66-37. There's a quick three at the other end. In and out. Rebound Jamal Waters.
That a baby Jamal.
We're going to bring Sam here in a little bit. He's going to talk about the nice win Brandon Lewis had earlier. Here's Taylen Davis, three-pointer way off the mark. Rebound Woodson, Rock Island pushing it, going in for the dunk, and Waters fouls Javarian Thompson. Pick up that microphone, Sam. Brandon Lewis at Sweetheart Swirl had something to celebrate earlier today. Sweetheart Swirl Assembly, I should say.
During the musical chairs?
Yeah. So tell our listeners what happened.
Well, at the Swirl Assembly, we have this nice musical chairs where we bring together a couple students from each grade level and a couple faculty.
And in the end, that when we got down to three people, it was Drew Hickey, Mr. Hickey, and Brandon Lewis. Drew Hickey eliminated his own father. And then it was Brandon Lewis and Drew, and B-Lou got the win.
Yeah, B-Lou.
It's been a good day for Brandon Lewis with that, but not here on the court tonight for the Silver Streaks. Rock Island dribbles out the clock, 66-37. Streaks fall to 9-21 and 4-9 in the Western Big Six. Our post game up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it!
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry!
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Get the freedom to power through winter in your new Jeep from Yem in Galesburg. This is Lauren West. In honor of our great American presidents, we're celebrating our incredible Jeep brand lineup. Get bonus cash on select new Jeeps in stock, like a new 2022 Jeep Cherokee. You'll save nearly $6,000. Two in stock to choose from. Go anywhere, do anything in your new Jeep during the Jeep President's Day event. Now at Yem on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder for families in need. The First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. The only thing required is a photo ID. To see those days and times, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL. The official WGIL forecast, clear skies tonight, Overnight low is 16, sunny tomorrow and Sunday, high of 44 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a low of 19, and Sunday, high of 47. In downtown Galesburg, it's 24 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall at Rock Island, 66-37. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Sadisky here. I don't know what else to say. Just a really disappointing effort tonight by Galesburg.
Yeah, we, you know, we didn't have a single player in double digits. Nobody scored over 5 points. We just couldn't put the ball in the ocean tonight. That's basically what it comes down to.
Again, to recap how this transpired the way it did, neither team was really shooting all that great in the first quarter, and Galesburg was hanging in there. The fact that we felt like this is good. Galesburg gets a couple of baskets, builds some momentum going into halftime, feeling pretty good about things. And sure enough, Galesburg was doing a little bit of that early in the second quarter. Took their first lead of the game at 13-12, and it's like the worst thing that could have happened at that point.
Man, I'm telling you, we were playing really well at the time, too.
Rock Island went on an 18-4 run to finish the half. Galesburg down 13 at the break, 30-17. Then they got outscored 24-5 in the third quarter. Just came out with nothing in the second half in terms of being able to stop Cameron Atkinson, who lit up the streaks for 19 in the third quarter and really put the game away by himself on senior night. So disappointing all the way around. And, you know, now you get worried that the streaks are going to have this in their head rather than putting it in Rock Island's head to,
exactly,
to get them thinking twice about playing Galesburg in a regional game maybe in a week and a half. And now instead we get worried about the Silver Streaks having this one in their head going into that game potentially.
Yeah, I agree with you there, partner. It's definitely not the type of game we wanted heading into the postseason here. And like we said, we got senior night against Quincy, and that's no small task in itself.
Sam, you ready for post-game statistics? You got them? All right, well, let's go ahead and do that. We don't know how long it might be before Coach Chad Thompson comes up here. Our final numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. So what do those team numbers look like, Sam?
To finish the game, the Streaks finished 14 for 40 from the field, shooting 35%. And Rock Island was 26 for 52, shooting 50%. From the three-point line, the Streaks finished 3 for 16, shooting 18%. And Rocky was 10 for 28, shooting 35%. From the charity stripe, we finished 6 for 12, shooting 50%. And Rocky was 4 for 9, shooting 44%. We had 12 turnovers, Rocky had 3, and we got out-rebounded by Rocky. We had 24 rebounds, Rocky had 28.
3 turnovers. Rocky had 3 turnovers tonight.
That's it's pretty impressive for a high school basketball game for a team to only have 3 turnovers.
Well, part of that, I feel like, is indicative of the Silver Streaks defense as well. All right, let's take a break here. Actually, let's run through the final stats. Then we'll get to Streaks head coach Chad Thompson potentially. Cam Atkinson led with 22 tonight, again 19 in the third quarter. K.J. Lamont had 11, all of those in the first half. Desmond Jackson, 7. Quantarian Brooks, 5. Marcus McQueen with 6. Tremel Akers, Javarian Thompson with 4 each. Devontae Cartwright, 3. Kyle Westerfield, Braden Marshall had 2 for the Rocks. For the Silver Streaks, as Jason said, nobody in double figures. Gino Williams, Ian Dominique, Easton Steck each with 5. Jace Keith, Nolan Carl, Carter Clary each with 4. Jackson Hillhouse, Tyree Taylor, 3 each. Aiden Elmiger, Brandon Lewis each with 2. Taylen Davis, JCS, Cody Jones, Jamal Waters did not score for the Streaks. Fall 66-37. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And a word with Streaks head coach Chad Thompson still to come in the postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Blessings in a Backpack, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Streaks fall tonight at Rock Island. Galesburg head coach Chad Thompson joins us now in our post-game coaches interview. Brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. All right, coach, so where did this one go off the rails? I kind of jokingly said the worst thing we did tonight was get the lead, because we got the lead and then Rock Island came back. But where do you feel like things started to get away from us here in this one?
You'd like to say second quarter, but it wasn't really the second quarter. We still were playing really hard and competing. And a 13-point deficit in high school basketball is nothing. Right. Those can be erased in a matter of moments, especially when two teams that play up and down like we do. But no, the third quarter, they came in and they took the life right out of us. They played harder than us. They out-rebounded us, I'm sure. They out-competed us on both ends. And we turned to a team that wanted to point the finger and blame at each other versus buckling down and coming together, which, in a long season, of course you're going to bump heads. Guys are going to bump heads. Competitive nature takes over. But when the going gets hard on the court, you bump heads like that when you're competing each other at practice. On the court is when you guys got to come together and work together to solve whatever issue it is. And what it ended up being tonight is, it was the little things. Our rotations on defense were good, but we didn't have a hand on Atkinson. And we've known for the last 3 years, if your hand's not up on Atkinson, he's making it.
And he looked as determined in the third quarter to come out and just take over the game.
Yeah.
He
was ready to steal senior night.
Yeah, right.
And he did. He was ready to steal senior night. And, our rotation of defense were fantastic. Didn't get a hand. The one time we do close out, we give a baseline drive to Lamonte, who we said strictly is keep him off the baseline. Every time he goes baseline, it's an and one, or he's also a very good passer off the baseline too. So it's just that little extra detail. And when the little things either create the energy and get you over the hump, or they destroy your confidence, energy, and it sucks you underneath to a point you can't recover. And we fell into that trap in the third quarter.
I want to talk a little bit about the first half. We talked with your brother at halftime about the deliberateness that Rocky came out with in the first half. They were almost taking the air out of the ball in the first half, it felt like. Did you get a sense of that at all?
Yeah, very different offensive approach in the half court. They still had their transition to full court.
Right.
But no, they were actually running the same European continuity ball screen offense that we run from time to time. And it's a heck of a matchup when you got number five out there setting ball screens, because of the ability to pick and pop.
Yep.
And you could really tell that they were making a conscious effort to get the exact matchup they wanted off that ball screen.
Yeah.
They wanted Lamonte coming off Terrell. That they wanted to get Lamonte coming off five with the opportunity to go left or kick it back to him for the right corner three, which he just hit eight of them against Rock Ridge or however many he made.
Right.
So you could see that they were really picking and choosing how they wanted to execute offensively. And even though we did a better job of guarding the first half, in the second half they executed well and they got up and down. And then you also got to give credit when we went to our zone at the end of the first half. We guarded that really well. We end up with a guy right in front of Atkinson on a perfect run out, just no hand.
Yeah.
So it's just that little detail that just became bigger mistakes and it kept compounding each other.
We got a tough game coming up against Quincy on Tuesday. I kind of want to go big picture here. What do we do to make sure that this effort here tonight doesn't send us spiraling in the wrong direction?
Yeah, it's not going to send it. I'm confident in our staff and our players that it won't, just because how they've responded all year. Mm-hmm. There's no point to not do it now. And like I said, we're one game. We have one game now until if we lose and don't bounce back from mistakes, we're done.
Yeah. Right.
So that's what we're going to focus on. That's the message we're telling our kids is you've got to be ready to go. And when the going gets bad this time, eventually there is no more next time. So
not a tomorrow.
We just got to keep going. There's no tomorrow. Four of these guys are going to eventually lose a game or win a state championship and never play again.
Yeah.
And go to high school uniform. Now I think Carter can play at the collegiate level. Easton's going to play baseball. Nolan's going to play football. And we'll see what Brandon decides to do with his future as he becomes a young man. But the bottom line is this jersey's not going to go back on at some point, so we got ready to go.
We're going to let you go. Not much else to say about this one here tonight. So we know you'll work on getting these guys right for Tuesday night and come out and shock the world, hopefully.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Coach.
Chad Thompson coming by, joining us as the Silver Streaks fall at Rock Island at 66-37. We'll close things out from the post game and the Rock Garden when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minat are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
You know how they say the most important thing in real estate is location, location, location? Well, location is critical to seed innovation as well. That's why Pioneer invests millions every year in local testing, more than 17,000 on-farm trials. It's all to ensure that you can plant seed proven to perform in fields just like yours. Because at Pioneer, our name is our mission. What's next happens here. Learn more at pioneer.com/next.
Mary McNeil of Galesburg won $75 when she was seen wearing the WGIL button. Be sure you have one for all your coats. Get a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Now let's talk about what's to come here on WGIL. First up, next Tuesday. It's a doubleheader of action here on WGIL in some senses, because the Galesburg girls will be playing in the postseason and the boys will be wrapping up the regular season. So how are we going to handle that when they're playing at the same time? Galesburg girls taking on Sterling in their postseason game here on WGIL. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with the action on that one. Galesburg boys will be playing at home against Quincy on the Streaks senior night, and we're going to have that game on 92.7 FM, the Laser, on Tuesday night. And then whichever game is still going on could be the boys' game, being the one that finishes later, but we'll end up picking up the simulcast of the second game here on WGIL, whichever one is still happening at the time. So again, girls' game here on WGIL in their regional against Sterling next Tuesday night, boys' game at home against Quincy on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And then the Galesburg boys a week from tomorrow, likely a Saturday afternoon game against Geneseo to open the postseason in the Class 3A subsectional. Looking at probably a 3 o'clock starting time. That hasn't been 100% confirmed yet, but that seems to be the direction that we're going with that game next Saturday afternoon to open the 3A subsectional. Final order of business here is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And you might think, in a game like this, we don't have one. And we try to avoid that when at all possible. And sometimes it is just hard to find somebody who we can honestly say, you know, really did much that got excited about. But you know what? Yeah. We got a guy here tonight.
We got a guy. I felt like the way Aiden performed in the fourth quarter. Didn't see any action the first three quarters. Came in the fourth quarter and he competed. He got a couple rebounds.
Real quick,
couple rebounds, had a nice pass for an assist and finished a bucket, got to the free throw line, didn't make his free throws, but I think A-squared Aiden Almagator is our Dave's Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
And we thank Dave's Auto Body for its sponsorship. We talk about Galesburg Nissan and how faithful they have been in providing our transportation everywhere we go for every sport we cover here on WGIL, but Dave's Auto Body has been super faithful as well, dating back many, many years. In fact, Jason, you've talked from time to time.
I have. I got a couple of the certificates sitting at home.
So thanks to Dave's Auto Body, as always, for providing our Crunch Time Player of the Game. All right, so we'll be with you 92.7 FM, the Laser, Tuesday night, 6:40 pregame against Quincy senior night for the Galesburg boys basketball team.
Season finale. I meant to work this in earlier, the penultimate game tonight. How about that for the English teacher?
That would have been two games in a row. We worked that in on Tuesday night, didn't we?
Yeah, that's what we got. One more to go build, and let's get ready for this postseason, and let's go shock the world somewhere.
All right. Tuesday night would be a great time to start doing it. Hope you can be with us. Thanks to Brian Prescott for his broadcast engineer duties, as always, here on WGIL. For Sam Statiski, for Jason Wessels, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks fall in both games, sophomore and varsity, here at Rock Island. Good night on WGIL.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.